Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Welcome to Mintland, the podcast. This is Chapter 2.
Welcome to Mintland,
the greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're a mint red.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Chapter 2 of Welcome to Mintland. After listening to Chapter 1, I wanted to expand a little bit more and give you a little bit more insight into each of the chapters and kind of get into my head a little bit. I thought that would be a little bit different than me just reading you the book. So, moving forward, what I'm going to try to do is give you a brief synopsis of every chapter and kind of give you an insight to what I was thinking, why I was thinking it. Specifically in Chapter 2, my goal was to really try to set the tone for the chemistry of the team. They were throwing a few curveballs in this chapter, and it was really special to watch them work through it. It meant a lot to me to watch them grow, both as a team and personally. It's not every day that you get an unusual team mom in an all-star cheerleading team. It really set the tone for the rest of the year. And what I was hoping to do with this chapter is really start to identify a few of the characters in this book. And to say that there were a few characters on this team with very strong personalities is putting it mildly. So, without further ado and giving too much away, I hope you enjoyed Chapter 2, and we'll hope to talk with you soon. Tryouts and a few unusual additions. As tryouts loomed ahead, athletes were cramming in extra tumbling classes to perfect the pass they had to perform at tryouts. Many of the kids worked for hours in hopes of making their dream team for that season. It was May, and tryouts fever was in the air. As tryout day inched closer, we learned the gym was going to do something different this year. In years past, Stingrays would post the results from tryouts on their website. This year, the gym wanted to try something a little bit more personal. After the coaches labored to align the talent with the appropriate teams, the coaches were going to call each athlete personally to tell them which team they were on. It was a nice touch, and I looked forward to my daughters getting their call. Tryouts end on the weekend, and it takes the coaches a few days to iron out their teams. The coaches literally lock themselves in a gym for about 48 hours to figure out where all the hundreds of athletes are going to be placed. It is a long and grueling process for them. On the other hand, it is a long and grueling process for the parents and athletes as well. The anticipation of what team you're going to be on is captivating. Athletes and parents light up Twitter with speculation of which team they are going to be on. It is a truly fun and humorous time as you are literally waiting for all the coaches to finalize the teams and make the calls. Over the course of the first year, I had built up quite a following on Twitter. I loved sharing the special moments of my daughter's teams over the course of the year. It was intoxicating to share all the funny things the kids said and did. It was important for me to document. It was a time in my life where I felt compelled to not only live in the moment, but try my best to document it. At first, it was just for my personal enjoyment. I loved being able to relive funny moments that I would normally take for granted later in life. I wanted my kids to be able to look back on this time and enjoy it as much as I did. While doing all of this, many people love the snapshot into the life of a tiny and mini all-star cheerleader. It helped me bond with the parents who so related to the experiences their older kids put them through while they were young and in cheer. Honestly, I think it was refreshing to see the innocence and passion these kids shared on a daily basis. Creating the Twitter following also allowed me an opportunity to meet people I would not normally meet from other teams. In All-Star Cheer, there is an undeniable camaraderie between both athletes and parents. The sacrifices made by both are truly amazing. In order for a gym the size of Stingray's to survive, there has to be a support mechanism from everyone. Complete strangers would come up to me and say, "I love when you share the funny and successful moments from your children's team. I am so glad you enjoy the time in this sport because it will go so fast." It was almost tryout announcement time, and all the athletes and parents congregated on Twitter, waiting to see if the coaches selected their teams. The coaches began to send out taunting tweets to let us know the end was near. As you may know, most athletes and parents of athletes are very type A personalities. The tweets were only stirring the angst of wanting to know what team you were on. The coaches knew it, and to me, it was hilarious. But to others, it was agonizing. As the night went on, we received more hints via Twitter that the teams were close to being done. An email was sent out from the gym letting us know the coaches would be calling us at 6 p.m. the following day to notify all athletes. We were all very excited. My wife and I knew our youngest was going to be on Grape. There was no suspense there. She had just turned 5 years old. Age limitations prevented her from moving up to another team. We had a hunch, my oldest daughter, that she would stay on the team she was on last year. She was close to having the skills needed, but at Stingray's, you need to have the skills mastered before you will be considered. As the phone rang, the first call came for my youngest daughter. She had received word that she would be on the Grape Rays for a second year. She was excited, and we made a big deal out of it for her. Little did she know that she did not really have a choice. 10 minutes later, the phone rang for my second daughter. My wife was upstairs getting the kids organized for the following day, and I was downstairs in the office working. I was waiting for the response from my oldest. I was expecting her to come flying downstairs and tell me which team she was on. The moment was taking longer than I had anticipated. I heard footsteps coming through the kitchen and voices. The phone was on speaker, and my wife was speaking to the coaches. My wife walked into the office and handed the phone to me. I looked up at her and gave her a puzzled look. She said the coach wanted to speak with you. I took the phone a little perplexed. The conversation went like this. Hello? Hey, Eric, it's Coach Ashley. I wanted to let you know that we have selected Caitlin to be on Peppermint this year. I responded, "Oh, that is awesome. I'm so excited for her." Coach Ashley replies, "Well, the reason I'm talking to you is I was wondering if you would mind changing your Twitter handle from Cray Cheer Dad to Cray Mint Team Dad." I responded, sure, but why? Coach Ashley said, "Well, I guess what I'm asking is, would you be our team rep for Peppermint this year?" I was floored. Honestly, I did not know what to say. Traditionally, this role had not been filled by dads. My daughter was looking at me in desperate anticipation of me accepting the offer. How could I refuse? It was truly an honor to be asked, and I graciously accepted. My wife thought I was nuts. We had a full plate already. How are we going to navigate the added responsibility? I told my wife we would figure it out. We always do. I told Coach Ashley I would be honored to do it.
Welcome to Midland.
The greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're mid-red.
At that point, my mind started racing. Caitlin was so excited, and I did not want to let her down. In my mind, I was excited too, although I had no idea what I was about to get myself into. I knew we had an incredible team mom the previous year that helped us stay organized and on top of things. I was not sure I could be able to live up to what she did, but I would give it a shot. I started to think of all the cool things the teams did together the previous year. I was not sure I could pull it off, but at that moment, I wanted to make a point to focus on the kids and the kids only. Stuff and parties were nice, but experiences last a lifetime. That would be my motto for the entire season, and my goal was to adhere to it. The first week of practices started, and it was exciting for the kids. When you meet your team for the first time, it is fun, but awkward at the same time. You have a few friends from last year, but many have moved on to other teams or aged out. It's a new year with a new nucleus. The exciting part is meeting all the new kids and building new friendships. When the team assembled on the mats, everyone noticed something different with the team. There was a boy on the team this year. Many of the older teams have boys on their squad. For the younger teams, it is rare for a boy to be on the team. I was excited for the group. Part of this journey is expanding your horizons and working together as a team. Embracing diversity is paramount in cheer. In all levels, you will meet every race, creed, and color. The life lesson here is that you will need to work together with everyone, not just the people who you have been traditionally comfortable with. Beecher was a kid that absolutely loved being part of this team from the get-go. The rest of the team embraced him after a few practices, and he quickly was a part of the Peppermint family. It's easy to shun someone on a team if they are not like you. This team was special. This team embraced everyone and everything. It was impressive to watch up close. The confidence building in each other early in the season would help them grow later on in the season. We just did not know how far this would take them. After embracing a boy, little did the team know they were going to experience a similar feeling when they met their team mom. After a few practices, I began gathering parent contact information. One of the many duties of a team rep is disseminating information out to the parents from the coaches. One day at practice, the kids were gathering by the parents, and one of the Peppermints, or Mints, asked what time practice was on Thursdays. One of the parents said, "I am sure the team rep will let us know." I could see where this conversation was headed. I had dreaded facing it, but here it was, staring me right in the face. The next statement out of her mouth was, "Well, I need to know who the team mom is, because I need to know." I gently saddled up to her and said, "I am your team mom, and practices will start at 6 p.m. She looked at me in complete horror and said, "Well, you're not a mom, you're a dad." We all laughed hysterically, and luckily the little mint warmed up to me quickly. I was worried the team would feel awkward with me representing them, but after a while, they all embraced me with open arms, and I did the same with them. It was the start of a very special relationship. Hey everyone, that concludes chapter 2 of Welcome to Mintland, the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. The book is just getting warmed up. Chapter 3 will be released very soon. See you soon.
Welcome to Mintland. The greatest place on earth has been.